don't eat that anymore, man?
Well, sometimes. I just, you know, get a little cake from the cookie day. But I try to, you know, watch my diet.
Yes, ma'am. What would you call a man who sells meat?
That sells meat. Butcher?
Are there any actual butchers around anymore, or?
That sells meat to me?
Yes, ma'am.
Not right here. We did when we had one for a long time, but he left. We don't have one.
If you want to buy a lot of bacon, but not get it sliced up, you'd say that you just bought yourself a whole...
Mini.
Would that be the same as a slab or side?
A mini would be just the same.
As what?
A side.
And you know, when you take that side and slice the bacon off of it, sometimes there's that tough edge that you want to cut off. What do you call that tough part?
Skin.
Skin.
Mm-hmm.
What about, we were talking about eggs a minute ago, the two parts of an egg, you call those the...
Yellow and the white.
Yellow and the white. Is the white ever used for anything?
Oh, yeah. You beat it up and make cake icing. You can beat it up and put it in a cake. And because I got a cake that called for it to be whipped up.
Yes, ma'am.
And then fold it in. You have to whip it up.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Make a meringue. That's what I do.
When you were cooking greens, did you ever boil a piece of meat along with the greens? What was that? The kind of meat?
Fat bag. Most of the time. Now they see the green better than ham.
Really?
Yeah.
It was mostly fat instead of lean.
It's fat. You see, when I get through with that, all I want to do is feed the peas. I ain't wanting to meat.
Right. I see. Yeah. What about if you kept meat for too long? And it doesn't taste good anymore, you say it's got
mold.
Or if it's really
hard.
Can meat get strong and not be spoiled?
Mm-hmm. It can.
But it's all right to eat.
It's all right to eat, but just be strong.
Won't make you sicker.
Because, the homemade meat, that will get strong quick if you don't go watch it.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially if you hang it up to smoke. And it'll get strong quicker than just ordinary stuff. But it's not spoiled, it'll just be strong.
Well, what about butter that's that way that you kept too long? You say it's...
Rank. Mm-hmm.
Never heard people use the word talking about bad butter. This butter tastes kind of funky. It's
mm-hmm.
got a funky taste.
Mm-hmm. How do people talk about it?
How would they say that?
I just said rance myself, if it didn't taste just right. But I don't know. I wouldn't know how to class the other.
But you have heard that word?
I have.
And they would say it's...
Mm-hmm.
It's what? It's...
It's funky. Well, they said it, but I wouldn't say it. I said it's rance.
I see. So is that kind of an old-fashioned word?
That's an old-fashioned word.
Okay.
Mustard. I'd use
right.
And instead of using funky, I'd use mustard.
What about these big containers that you saw in people's yards? These big black things, you know, that they boiled clothes or potatoes in?
That's wash pot. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have one?
Mm-hmm, I bought one now.
Still use it?
Nuh-uh. Not since I don't use it. But they use it by when they go kill a hog or